Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about nature's confectioner, we'll dance to the Charleston, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Banjo Eyes, and everything we say will be the truth. This past week, on January 31st in 1936, the radio show The Green Hornet was introduced by its famous theme song, The Flight of the Bumblebee, on WXYZ Radio in Detroit, Michigan, the same radio station from which The Lone Ranger originated. The Green Hornet stayed on the air for 16 years. The title character in The Green Hornet was named Britt Reed, R-E-I-D, and if you really know your old-time radio trivia, you know that the Lone Ranger's name was John Reed. That's no coincidence. Britt Reed was supposed to be the great-nephew of John Reed, the Lone Ranger. Both popular radio series were created by George Trendle and Fran Stryker. Here's what the opening of the show sounded like in 1939.
And now, the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Face in the Television. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Now, I don't have any songs about hornets, green or otherwise, but I do have some bee songs, and since the theme song of the Green Hornet was Flight of the Bumblebee, well, you get the idea. Here's Harry Reaser, his banjo, and his six jumping jacks.
I chanced to stray, saw a bumblebee buzzing round a tree, so I buzzed right away. Now a bumblebee buzzing round a tree, they appear to be a friend. Listen to this song and you'll find you're wrong, cause he'll get you in the end. I'm gonna let the bumblebee be, I'm gonna let the bumblebee be. A bumblebee will buzz, but that ain't all he does. And I ain't the fool that I used to was. I'm gonna let the bumblebee be. Thank you.
Through fields of golden flowers, where we spent sunny hours, I'm strolling along, thinking of you. I told a four-leaf clover, my lonesome days are over, I talk about you all the day through. I'm telling the birds, telling the bees, telling the flowers, and telling the trees how I love you. I'm telling the moon, telling the sun, telling the stars, and telling each one how I love you. I feel so happy, and I show it. I want the whole wild world to know it. The shady old nook, shadows that fall, the little old brook, I'm telling them all how I love you. Here where we used to wander, I sit alone and ponder, daydreaming of you all of the time. And if you don't think that I love you, just ask the stars above you. For since you told me that you'd be mine, I'm telling the birds, telling the bees, telling the flowers, and telling the trees how I love you. And I bought a new hat, a little white tie, a cutaway coat. Am I happy? Oh my, how I love you. I feel so happy, don't I show it? Hey, listen, I want the whole wild world to know it. The low and grin tune, soon they will play. I met Parson Brown and told him today that I love you. I'm telling all the little birds, telling the bees, telling all pretty flowers, telling the trees how I love you. Now tell it to the silvery moon, telling the sun, telling all the pretty stars, telling each one how I love you. I feel so happy, and I sure will. I want the whole wild world to know it. Now tell it to the shady nook, shadows that fall. I'll tell it to the babbling brook, telling them all how I love you.
Hello, playmates. And now, for no reason at all, I'm going to sing you a little song that made me famous. The song that I made famous. Well, anyway, one of us is very good, and I entitle it The Bee. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, whiling away the passing hours, pinching all the pollen from the cauliflowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying round the garden, the sweetest ever seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, making hay while time is ripe, building up the honeycomb just like tripe. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying all around the wild hedgerows, stinging all the cows upon the parson's nose. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, same bee. Bzz. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee. Visiting the picnics, quite a little teased, raising little lumps upon the Boy Scout's knees. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be. Flirting with a butterfly strong upon the wing. Whoopee, oh, death, what is thy sting? Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, sting me. Silly bee song, isn't it? Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a nice, obedient, busy, busy bee. To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must be hive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right when alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see 'em pinned on a card in a Mookie Museum. Honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Honeybee, honeybee, I must buzz off. Bzz, if you like, but don't sting me.
Bzz. Some bee songs to commemorate the debut of the Green Hornet 65 years ago, January 31st. We just heard big-hearted Arthur Askey and the Bee Song. In 1937, the BBC Audience Research Department discovered that the dance band show Bandwagon wasn't as popular as they had thought, so it was decided to broaden its scope by adding a resident comedian and master of ceremonies. The comedian was Arthur Askey, whose background was mainly in music hall. Arthur Askey and MC Richard Murdoch's comedy spots soon came to dominate the show. Many of their sketches had Arthur and Richard sharing a top-floor apartment in Broadcasting House, along with Louis the Goat, and pigeons named Basil, Lucy, Ronald, and Sarah. Other regular characters included Mrs. Bagwash, the charwoman, and her daughter Nausea, both of whom were often referred to but never heard. Their adventures often ended violently, with Arthur falling off a ladder. As for his silly ditties, like we just heard, Arthur Askey's catchphrase was, "I may not be too clever, but I'm clean." Prior to Arthur Askey, we heard Whispering Jack Smith and Tellin' the Birds, Tellin' the Bees from December 1, 1926. Jack Smith provided his own piano accompaniment on many of his recordings. I like Jack Smith. I just got a new CD on ASV, so you'll be hearing more of him in the coming weeks. And we started off with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and I'm Gonna Let the Bumblebee Be, which is very good advice. That record is from March 23rd, 1926. And you heard them all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Get your dancing shoes on because we're gonna Charleston when we return right after this. 75 years ago today, John Giola of New York City decided to set a world's record. With the Charleston dance craze sweeping the nation, John decided to see how long he could Charleston. When he finally collapsed, he had danced the Charleston nonstop for 22 hours and 30 minutes to become famous as the Charleston Endurance Dance Champion. So here to commemorate Mr. Giola's feat, or accomplishment, is about 12 minutes worth of Charleston songs. Now you ought to be able to easily dance through all of these, starting off with the original Charleston by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Cotton Club Orchestra, house band of the Cotton Club in Harlem, led by violinist Andy Prier from 1922 until his death in 1927, when Duke Ellington's orchestra followed. That was Charleston Ball from November 10, 1925. Before that, from July 13, 1925, Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and I'm Gonna Charleston Back to Charleston, which from here would take a lot longer than the 22.5 hours that John Giola danced the Charleston. We also heard from Zez Confrey and his orchestra and Charleston Chuckles from November 21st, 1924, and we started off this Charleston set with the original Dixieland Jazz Band. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL-FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in each and every Sunday evening at 6. Have a request? Have a comment about the show? You can send them by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's 909-641-0805. We'll be back to celebrate a birthday when we return right after this. This past week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1892 in New York's Lower East Side of Israel Iskowitz. You know him better as Eddie Cantor. From Earl Carroll's show Canary Cottage, he went on to Florence Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic at the New Amsterdam Theater on 42nd Street. After its 27-week run, Ziegfeld put him in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1917, 1918, and 1919. Cantor fell out of favor with Ziegfeld when he became active in Actors Equity, which closed down Broadway theaters in a strike, but he was hired by the Schuberts for Midnight Rounders and Make It Snappy. Ziegfeld got him back in the Follies in June of 1923, and later that year his own show, Kid Boots, ran for 479 performances and was also a Paramount silent film. He starred again in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927. Ziegfeld's whoopee made Eddie Cantor a millionaire. He lost it all in the stock market crash, but being one of the most popular stars in show business by that time, he was able to revive his fortune. In 1931, he started in radio and became one of the biggest stars of that medium for the next two decades. He was also signed by Samuel Goldwyn, where he had major successes in films like Whoopi, Palmy Days, The Kid from Spain, Roman Scandals, Kid Millions, and Strike Me Pink. In 1937, he signed with 20th Century Fox to do Ali Baba Goes to Town. A little-known fact is that the Merry Melodies Warner Brothers cartoon theme was written by Murray Mencher, Charlie Tobias, and Eddie Cantor. Eddie Cantor supported and entertained our troops tirelessly during World War II. He was recruited by President Roosevelt to help cure infantile paralysis and created the March of Dimes. He was the first national president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1933 to 35, as well as the first national president of the American Federation of Radio Artists. Cantor went on to star in the Colgate Comedy Hour on NBC television. In 1952, he suffered his first heart attack, and a second forced him into semi-retirement. Eddie Cantor died on October 10, 1964. Here's Eddie Cantor.
Business is punk, and Wall Street is sunk. We're all of us broke and ready to croak. We've nothing to dunk, can't even get drunk. And all the while they tell us to smile. Cheer up, gentle citizens, though you have no shirts. Happy days are here again, cheer up, smile, nerds. All aboard prosperity, giggle till it hurts. No more breadline charity, cheer up, smile, nerds. Cheer up, 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 cheer. Better times are here, sunny smilers we must be, the optimist asserts. Let's hang the fat head to a tree, cheer up, smile, nerds. The world's in the red, we're better off dead. Depression, they say, is in session to stay. Our judges are queer, our banks disappear, and all the while they tell us to smile. Cheer up, gentle citizens, though you have no shirts. Happy days are here again. Cheer up, smile, nerds. All aboard prosperity, giggle till it hurts. No more breadline charity. Cheer up, smile, nerds. Cheer up, 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 cheer. Better times are here. Sunny smilers we must be, the optimist asserts. Let's hang the fat head to a tree. Cheer up, smile, nerds.
the minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's the ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy.
I'm not the only one, others have been lonely too. Maybe it had to be, gee, but it's bad to be feeling unhappy and blue. Everything's different today, good luck is coming my way. I'm looking up at the sky, I see the clouds rolling by. Hello, sunshine, hello. I'll say you're long overdue, how I've been looking for you. Hello, sunshine, hello. And what if I've been gloomy? Listen to me, I'll never be that way again, I know. That certain someone is mine, that's why I want you to shine. Hello, sunshine, hello. Welcome. I know that you're really for me, I know that you're gonna warm me now. Welcome. Every little ray you sprinkle helps to straighten out my wrinkled brow. Sun rays, your bright rays mean bright days. And how? I'm looking up at the sky, see the clouds rolling by. Hello, sunshine. Hello. You've been long overdue, and I've been looking for you. Hello, sunshine, hello. And don't forget this Sunday, that's the one day, that's the day I'm gonna need you so. For when they play low and grin, that's when you come pouring in. Hello, hello, sunshine, hello.
On the outside looking in, maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What did I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy,
But she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, bud, right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
A quartet of songs from Eddie Cantor, born 109 years ago, January 31st. We started off with Eddie, backed by Phil Spitalny's music from a hit of the week cardboard record made in September 1931, and Cheer Up. Then it was Mandy, and from 1929 with Leonard Joy and the Victor Orchestra, Hello Sunshine, Hello. And we finished up with Makin' Whoopee. Eddie Cantor with the orchestra conducted by Nat Shilkret from December 18th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and in case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. Now, everything I've said on this show is true, and I'll continue to tell the truth when I return right after this. Last week on February 2nd in 1935, Leonard Keeler of Partridge, Wisconsin, conducted a test of his machine, the polygraph. The first such instrument, designed to record bodily changes resulting from telling a lie, was utilized by Cesar Lombroso in 1895. In 1914 and 15, Vittorio Benussi, Harold Burt, and William Marston separately produced devices establishing the correlation of blood pressure and respiratory changes with lying. In 1921, an instrument capable of continuously recording blood pressure, respiration, and pulse rate was devised by John Larson. This was followed in 1936 by Walter Summers' psychogalvanometer, a machine that measures electrical changes on the skin. A more recent innovation is a device developed in 1970 called the Psychological Stress Evaluator, which measures voice frequencies from tape recordings. So here are some songs about lies, starting off with his and hers renditions of It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Tell a lie, still you keep saying I love you. It may be true, I wish I knew, but I'm giving fair warning to you. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true. Why?
sure is true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken, yes, yes. Just because these words were spoken. You know the words that were spoken? Here it is. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
Goodbye to me, even though I see another hold you tenderly, and I'm sure our love is just a thing that used to be. Still I can't believe it's true, though I know that you've forgotten everything you vowed, and I'm sure you humbled me to make another proud. Even when you pass me like a stranger in a crowd, still I can't believe it's true. Searching for the sunshine, I found it in vain, for I only found it to lose it again. Every new tomorrow brings sorrow and pain, for you left me standing right out in the rain. Everything I do and every single thing I see should be proof enough that you're really through with me. But down in my heart, I keep repeating constantly, I just can't believe it's true. Thank you.
We started off with Ruth Etting, and It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Ruth recorded that in England on the Rex label. She was in England in 1936 for a show called Transatlantic Rhythm. The show didn't last long, but that record did a brisk business not only in Britain, but also here in the U.S. After Ruth, we heard Fats Waller's rendition of It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Then Isham Jones and his orchestra with one of Jones' own compositions, I Can't Believe It's True, with vocal by Eddie Stone. And finally, according to the Broadway Dance Orchestra, Nobody Lied, which is a good thing. That from an Edison Diamond disc recorded on July 15th, 1922. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday evening at 6 when I'll be back with more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. You can send letters or postcards to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. Until next Sunday evening at 6... As always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.